Hello, so welcome back to my channel. If you hear noises in the background, it's PES Lite, the game PES. Okay, so computer architecture. I'm reading this, so yeah, I promised to read about what I'm learning. Computer architecture. There are attributes visible to the programmer. That is number one. The number of bits used for data representation. Number two, input and output mechanisms, arresting technique, which is multiplication, addition, subtraction, whatever. So, computer architecture is the attributes visible to the computer, and that is number of bits, zeros and ones, 1 0 1 0 1 0, or something like that. Yeah, they are visible to the program. We're looking at low-level programming, and so, yeah, 0101, input and output mechanisms. We're talking about things like the keyboard, the mouse, and other things. Arresting techniques, the multiplication, we're talking about operands and such things. Now, computer organization, we have the features implemented, which are computer signals, the interface, memory technology. Computer signals are like, do you see those squares that move, say, draw a horizontal line, then at the very end, the right end of the horizontal line, draw a vertical line, then horizontal, then vertical going downward, then horizontal, vertical going upward, in that order. Yeah, so that's the those are the control signals. The interface, you know what interfaces are. They're like the GUI, the UI. Those are the features implemented. Memory technology. What is memory memory technology is the thing that is used to preserve memory. Computer organization is the arrangement of the computer, which includes the design of the processor, memory, and its input and output circuits. Yes, that is the first thing. That is computer organization. Internal arrangement, how the computer is arranged in terms of the design of processor, like game design, but not game design, design of the processor, memory, and input and output circuits. Remember that processor, memory, input and output circuits are important for the things that we learn in computer architecture and organization. So what's next? Structure. It's the way components relate to one another. Function of the structure. Yeah, structure is like, have you ever seen those games, the way, okay, this is a complicated, let me look for a simple example. Structure, how you are related to your friend, how you are related to a banana. Like, a banana is what you eat. Now, you are related to a banana because a banana is food and you are the eater. Have you ever played Man Eater? Sorry for that terrible joke. Okay. In a computer, we have four functions: data processing, data storage, data movement, and control. Data processing, storage, movement, and control. Processing obviously is done by the control. I don't know what a CPU is called. Central processing unit. Yeah. Data processing. Storage is done by the memory. The memory. Memory is a huge term. There are many kinds of memory, but we are talking about the main memory. Data movement. What is data movement caused by? Data movement is brought about by the various system interconnections, which are buses and such things. Those are the data movement. There's the control. Control What is control? I don't know what control is either. Main memory, data storage, I/O module is the internal and is the input and output module. I'm so confused right now. Input and output module controls the movement of data between the computer and the environment. So that in I/O module is one used for input and output movement, just know its movement. System interconnection, communication between the things, main memory and CPU, memory storage, obviously mem cards, mem whatever, SSDs and what not. The registers, IBR, memory buffer, register, MBR. Next is underneath IBR is MBR. IBR. IBR is the instruction buffer register for the instructions. Yeah. There is the IR instruction register for the opcode, 8-bit opcode. There's the MAR. Memory address register, which I've totally cramped for the last 5 minutes. Address, which is the memory address register, and is used for showing the address of stuff. Now inside the I'm not going to go that deep because we've not gone that deep. Internal CPU and the internal CPU connects the register, something else called the ALU, arithmetic logic unit, and the control unit, aka the CU. CU, not the Christian Union in this case, but the control units. Yeah, the CU is also awesome, Christian Union. So ALU is used to arithmetic logic unit. You can guess what it means. It's arithmetics and whatever. Addition, subtraction, and control unit. Now, when we get into the control unit, it's divided into other things: sequencing logic, control memory, control unit for register and decoders. Yep, it's all that. Sequencing logic is like is the things that are used to automata. Is a Greek word for automating. Now, sequencing logic is found in automata, but automata is used for automation. Now, sequencing logic uses past things to do stuff. Yeah, that's what I gathered from Wikipedia. I'm going to ask the rest. Control unit for the register and decoders. Control unit for the register and decoders. This connects sequencing logic and central control memory. Control memory is obviously a kind of a memory for the control unit. Now, yeah, control unit is for the register and the decoders. Oh, it's 10 minutes already.
Okay.
Let me do it faster, man. Control unit for the register and decoders.
I'm totally not cramming. Okay, I am. Yes. Yeah, my cousin just called 1-3, which is amazing because I never thought he'd have the one. He's having one for a lucky win. Silas. That's how you feel when you got the one.
Yes.
Yeah. First generation.
Yeah, man. And the person listening.
So, history.
First generation. 1G. First G.
The way we say new gen and fourth gen or whatever. Yeah, first gen of computers. They were controlled by vacuum tubes, which is pretty, very pretty obvious thing. The first computer was called ENIAC, as though they couldn't be Mortal Kombat enough. 1943 to 1946. 2 years before, I mean, 2 years before the World War ended. And 2 years after the World War. Wait, 1945? Oh, wait, no. 2 years before World War II ended, and 1 year after the World War II ended. That was when ENIAC was used. That's how I remember it. I'll remember it because I'm reading it right now. 2 years before, and 1 year after ENIAC, the first thing used a vacuum tube. EDVAC was published in 1945 when the World War started. I mean ended, by John von Neumann, the greatest guy ever known in computer architecture and organization in the entire galaxy. Yeah. He's talked about how stuff could be stored outside the storage, stored program, computer in the computer, change values to write a program. Yeah, he talked about that. How you call store programs in a computer, change values, store outside the storage. Yeah. John von Neumann is an amazing lad or guy or whatever. Yeah. He's one of the best. IAS. Prototype of all subsequent generalized computers. Yeah, IAS, remember this, IAS, the, what number of the alphabet, I, U, B, and I, IAS, that is how you remember it, IAS, main memory, ALU, main memory is connected to the ALU and control units. And both the ALU and control units are connected to the I/O components, input and output components. Now, how you remember this is ALU. ALU was found in what place? If you can remember, it's found in the CPU. And the CPU contains the registers, ALU, internal processing unit, and the control unit. In this order, can remember how the CPU is made out of the internal CPU, which is connected to registers, ALU, and control units separately. Internal CPU, ALU, control unit, and registers. And we talked about how the control unit is connected to the sequencing logic, control unit for the register and decoders. The control memory. Control unit is in the middle. Sequencing logic is connected to the sequencing logic. The control memory. Yeah. So yeah. Data instruction and store data instruction are stored in a single read and write memory. In one single read and write memory, contents of the memory are located by location without regard of the content. Execution occurs in sequential function from one instruction to the next unless modified, i.e. prototype of purpose computers, as we read. General purpose computers.
Yeah. So that's the first part of the thing.
Yeah.
We have a few more pages to go. I'm going to read all this. Then I'm going to read it to you right now. Hope you've taken enough of a break. Thank you. AC and MQ. What is an AC? AC is accumulator. MQ is multiply quotient. AC and MQ are connected to the ALU. Now this is what forms the MBR. I mean, it's not what forms the MBR. The MBR is connected to the arithmetic and logic circuit. What's the purpose of the accumulator? It stores operands, and MQ also stores operands, according to what we've been told. And ALU, arithmetic and logic unit, does stuff. Yeah. Now the MBR, memory buffer register. What is it? Is it used for? It's used for storing instructions and stuff and such. And it connects to the I/O equipment and the main memory. Yeah. So IBR. What is the IBR? IBR is the thing found below the main buffer register, MBR. IBR is the instruction buffer register. Right hand instruction. What is the exact word? Retriever. Restore. It restores right hand instructions from a word in memory. Yeah. Now below the instruction. Now IBR is separately taken from the from a straight line going down from the MBR to the IBR and MAR, which are also separate. IR is the instruction register, as I told you before. So what is used to have things in 8-bit opcode. MAR is the memory address register, which addresses the main memory. The PC is there. It's not a computer. It's not a PC as per se. It's program counter. Contains address of instructions there to be fetched in the memory. Contains address of instructions to be fetched in the memory. So the PC and the MAR are connected. The PC contains address of the instructions fetched in the memory. What is the MAR used for? Specifies address. Now, yeah, to be read into buffer register. The buffer register is the IBR, MBR, and whatever. Yeah. So together, the accumulator, multiple quotient, and arithmetic logic unit, and the memory buffer register all create the memory buffer register. Apparently, the instruction buffer register, and the control, and the program counter, yeah, and the memory address register are all used to make the. Is it program controls or control such? No, it's the program control, I think. Yeah. And the external stuff. The MBR.
I think he's losing or something. Is it the one that is it? Is my cousin the one that has? The one or the two? I don't know. Okay. Obviously, that was later than the Ed versus the 1945 when John von Neumann, the greatest guy on the earth, was here.
Yeah, creating a computer. Data Transfer Group. Load MQ, which means load MQ, is a statement, is a programming statement, telling the computer to load to the accumulator. Load MQ. MX, X is in brackets. It tells the computer to transfer memory location from X to MQ. I'm assuming that MQ is the accumulator or something. No, it's the it's the multiplier quotient. Yeah. It's the load multiplier quotient. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Load multiplier quotient, load MQ, means to load to the accumulator.
Load MQ multiplier quotient, MX, tells the computer to transfer memory from MX to the accumulator or multiplier quotient or whatever they are trying to say. Load MX tells the computer to transfer MX to the accumulator. Store MX tells the computer to store from accumulator to X. So store, capital STOR, tells the computer to take it from accumulator to memory locator X. Yeah. Do you understand these things? I don't know. Load MQ to accumulator. Load MQ MX transfer from memory location from X from memory location X to accumulator. From memory location X to accumulator. MQ. Load MQ. MQ comes before but like it's executed after MX. Somehow. MX transfer MX to accumulator. So seemingly MX is the one that comes first. X comes first whenever you have MX or something. Store MX from accumulator to X. Now that takes it. That is the opposite. Store MX is the opposite. Of yeah, everything else comes before, store MX come after, from accumulator to X. I hope you've understood that. If you're actually listening to this to understand things that I'm saying, I'm just cramming these things. Yeah. Now it's a lot of pages, very many pages. So many pages that in fact I don't know. Now that's the data transfer group, which moves data between memory and ALU or between two ALU registers. Yeah, unconditional branch. Normally the control unit executes instructions from memory and this sequence can be changed by branch instruction, which facilitates competitive operation, e.g. JMP or jump, the way I say it. Jump M into brackets X019, which means take the instruction from the left half, from take next instruction from left half of MX. Take next instruction from left half of MX.
When I say MX, I mean M into bracket X. JMP, jump MX 2034. Take next instruction from half right, from right to half MX. So both are half MX. The first was 019, the second is 20:34. The way I remember this is 2019:2034. Kind of, yeah. Oh my goodness, it's kind of difficult to talk this way. Control conditional branch means branch can be made in the, can be made dependent on position, thus positional points. YMP plus MX 019. YMP plus MX 019, like 2019. What do you expect from left, from left half of MX? Take instruction 019 2019, same as jump, but this is YMP plus M. YMP, the first was JMP MX 019, this is YMP plus MX 019. Now this means if number in accumulator is non-negative, take next instruction from left half of MX. The first did not have a conditional statement. That's the conditional branch name. The first had an unconditional branch. It neither wanted negative nor positive. It only wanted you to take an instruction from the left half of MX. This has an if statement. If number in accumulator is non-negative, then the next instruction from left half of MX is taken. YMP plus MX, guess what it is? The first was JMP MX 2034. This is YMP plus MX 2039. Of course, you couldn't get. Wait, it's both 2039. Oh no, I read the wrong thing. I wrote the wrong thing. I mean, yeah, I wish I could have placed a Mario reference there, because Mario is one of my favorite characters of all time, but yeah, I'm studying for an exam. Multiple exams, that is, yeah. Five exams, both. Two exams tomorrow, two exams the day after tomorrow. Kind of, I think, yeah. I did one exam on Monday. I mean, Friday. YMP MX 019 left. From accumulator, if number in accumulator is non-negative, so what you are referencing this is from the accumulator, which we talked about. Yeah, both are from the accumulator. So 2019, remove the 2 in the first one, 019 2019 and 2039. We do not remove the 2 this time because it's 20:39. If you want to remember this perfectly, go into the command line found in the computer, where you can program using a certain language that is no longer used, but it won't work because it's not the language that we are using, but it's personally what I've used. If you have anything to recommend me to, I'll be happy to appreciate. I don't know whether you're listening so much until now, but arithmetic group, it's performed by ALU. Yeah, arithmetic and logic units, because logic is something about ones and zeros. I hope you do know that. If you don't know that, I will put another video on to talk about arithmetics and such things. I mean logics and such things and arithmetic stuff. E.g. add MX
add MX capital ADD M into brackets X, which means MX in accumulator shows results of in accumulator. I mean, add MX in the accumulator, subtract sub S capital SUB MX M into bracket X. Yeah, subtract MX in accumulator shows results in accumulator. Capital ADD vertical line MX vertical line. That is we know this from other things. The size of what do we call it? Sets and such things. Sets and mathematical sets and such things. Add MX is to add model in accumulator and show results in accumulator. Capital MUL MX. This I didn't write because I seem to have been too lazy to do it. Let me check it for a hot second, okay? Not a second though. Okay. It seems like Silas gave up on. It seems like Silas gave up on FIFA, on PES. Silas, what do you have to say for yourself? He's in denial, man. He's in denial, man. He's saying he's not in denial, but it's true, he's in denial. Yeah. It's loading a little bit, my computer. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, MUL. Let me look it up. MUL. Into brackets MX into brackets both get brackets MUL MX command. Programming is really weird. Arithmetic group. Yeah, now in tutorials, I'm looking at tutorial points because a friend of mine recommended it. Yeah. Also, have something else, the MUL stroke MUL instructions. There are two instructions for multiplying binary data. The MUL multiply instruction handles unassigned data, and the IMUL integer multiplier handles signed data. Both instructions affect the carry and overflow flag. Yeah, my friend is playing Warface, which is amazing. My cousin. So the MUL is used to store stuff. It's used to multiply binary data. That is unassigned data. Yeah. So add MX model in. You should also look that up. What does that mean? I do not know. Add. Add M. M. X. Typing too slowly. Add MX. Okay. problem is these things that sometimes Google does not recognize any of these things, and yeah, if only there could be a search engine for programmers or something. If only I could search a tiny thing that could be programmed, lines of code that could be programmed. Yeah. I hope. Is that achievable? I don't know. Probably. Yeah, so access modify permits address to be computed by ALU to be inserted into instructions which are stored in the memory. Done for addressing flexibility. Permits address to be computed by ALU and to be inserted. Permits address to be computed by ALU and to be inserted into instructions which are stored in the memory. What does that mean? It means that if permits address computed by the arithmetic and logic unit to be placed in the instructions which are stored in the memory. I don't even understand that myself. Permits address to be computed by ALU. It allows address to be added or subtracted by ALU. To be inserted into instructions. To be inserted into instructions which are stored in the memory. Okay, it makes sense. So like store M X 18 819. Store M X 819. Place left address field by 12. Lightmost bits of the accumulator. 2839. So instead of 0, you say 8 or 28. Yeah, which is the right or the left? The left or the right? Yeah. Replace left address field MX by 12. Lightmost bits, so it reduces, it replaces, I mean, by 12 lightmost bits. Store MX819, like 2819, which is the right, replaces by 12 lightmost bits. It's an important thing. Now that we've covered like FOP, actually more than like say 6 pages so far, 38 minutes. We have more than 6 more pages to go. It will be like 1 hour something. More than 1 hour. Yeah. So Univac, IBM 701 and IBM 702, which dominated the market. These were the first generation computers. IBM was the first company or something of that kind of sort. And second generation used transistors, which was developed in Bell's lab 1947, which was 1 year after. 1 year after what? 1 year after ENIAC was created, and like 2 years after EDVAC was created, John von Neumann came into popularity or something of that kind of sort, publication or something. Yeah. So transistors were cheap. Wow, cheap, small, dissipated less heat than vacuum tubes. The solid state made from silicon until 1950s, where fully commercial computers were available. Intro to more complication, use of high level programming languages. Yeah, they started to use more high level programming languages.
which are not difficult. They are easier to understand than zeros and ones. The CPU, the IBM 7094. They had the CPU, the multiplexer, memory, control channel. I mean, CPU, multiplexer, and memory. Now, the multiplexer is in the middle between the CPU and the memory. The CPU is the processor, the memory is the store. Multiplexer, you'll come to know what it is. What is the multiplexer connected to? Connected to control channels. Four control channels, which are each connected to all to different kinds of things: magnetic tapes, punch cards, line primers, and card readers. First, old stuff. I mean, things that are input-output devices. The multiplexer. The multiplexer is also connected to a control charger that is connected to drum and disc. A drum and a disc. Also input-output device. Multiplexer is also connected to a control channel that is of the disc, hypertape, teleprocessing equipment. And another one is connected to the teleprocessing equipment. And control channel. Yeah. So I'm getting a little tired. I think we're almost halfway through. Yeah, talking about stuff is a little bit easier than not talking about stuff. You'll remember more stuff when talking about it. Thank you for listening to my terrible voice. I'm losing my voice. Sorry, I did not hit the 1 hour mark. I'm just extremely tired, and tomorrow I won't be able to do anything. I have to read for another thing. It's 11, going to nearing 12, and I have to read. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. You are awesome people, and I respect you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.